I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 34 degrees.
So far, some wet roads haven't produced any crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a look at your money. Another record unemployment report is expected.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, a Labor Department unemployment report in about an hour expected to blow past last week's record of 3.3 million new claims. Bankrate's Mark Hammer calls it unavoidable.
This shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must.
Stay-at-home orders are putting much of the nation out of work. President Trump says passengers from a pair of cruise ships will be off-boarded in Florida and sent to their home countries.
We have to, from a humane standpoint. We don't have a choice. It's like, I don't want to do that, but we have to.
Doctors will go on board when the two Holland America ships arrive today. Then a plan worked out to disembark 200 on the Zaandam are sick. As Sunday approaches, Vice President Pence asking people not to attend in-person church services to avoid spreading coronavirus. He tells ABC News.
For Karen and I, and I know the president, we've been enjoying worship services online.
White House guidelines call for avoiding gatherings of more than 10 people. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the World Health Organization reports 95% of COVID-19 fatalities in Europe were over the age of 60. The continent has a high death rate from coronavirus and also has a high median age in most countries. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is asking Utah manufacturers to help them with a specific piece of personal protective equipment. Let's get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
They put out a call for this specific equipment. It is a powered air purifying respirator. It's basically a mask that's connected to a battery-powered fan that filters air. And they say healthcare workers desperately need this equipment. Now, the state actually did have some success in other equipment. Five local companies pivoted their business to create hundreds of thousands of personal protective equipment.
A new order from the governor's office prevents landlords from evicting tenants for non-payment of their rent. Utah Apartment Association Executive Director Paul Smith helped draft the order.
This is just a industry-supported and a great idea to give the hardest hit a little bit extra time.
Smith says this is not rent forgiveness, but only a rent deferral. And if renters can pay their rent, they should. In order to qualify for the deferral, renters must have been current with their rent on March 31st and must show an impact from coronavirus.
A Utah factory continues to crank out toilet paper amid a continuing nationwide demand that has created some empty store shelves. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. Yeah, Procter & Gamble Company is the world's leading manufacturer of personal care products, and they're staying plenty busy these days. They've ramped up production of high-demand products in the coronavirus crisis, like hand sanitizer, protective face masks, and, of course, toilet paper. Now, that's where their Box Elder County plant comes into play. P&G's Charmin brand toilet tissue is one of the primary products manufactured at its large facility in Bear River City, according to the Herald Journal. A company spokesperson says the plant is now churning it out as fast as they can to help eliminate the national shortage. Other P&G facilities around the world are busy cranking out hand sanitizer, bringing their production capacity to at least 45,000 liters per week when fully operational. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, big box stores are reporting a drop in foot traffic, if you can believe it. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage with some of the numbers, Mary.
Yeah, Amanda, Walmart, Costco, and Target stores across the country saw less foot traffic last week for the first time in weeks. Walmart was down 6.7%, Costco 8.7%, and Target a much bigger 20.5% drop in foot traffic year over year. MarketWatch says in the early days of the pandemic, everyone rushed to the stores and stocked up for the long haul, so now they don't need to visit the store as much. But experts say the data shows that as the situation improves, people will go back to more normal patterns, meaning a bounce back pretty quickly once this pandemic is over. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Residents in the mountains and even some of the benches are waking up to a little bit of snow this morning.
Had a little blast of winter in the overnight hours with some scattered snow showers that have moved through and some accumulation as well. We will look for the scattered snow showers to continue this morning, but then gradual clearing once we get going through the day. It is going to stay much cooler than usual, though, for this time of year. Highs only in the 40s, where the average high is in the upper 50s, so it's quite cool for today. It will get a little warmer tomorrow, and we're back to near 60 or above as we head into the upcoming weekend.
But Grant says we are looking at another little storm for the first part of next week.
The group fighting the Olympia Hills development in southwest Salt Lake County has been given the go-ahead for a referendum. They now have to collect signatures to get it on the ballot. The governor said candidates could gather signatures electronically, so the referendum organizers hope that will work for their effort, too. Salt Lake County Council approved the Olympia Hills development earlier this year.